This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目，我是冯菲菲。
And me, Roy.
在这期节目中，我们要教给大家的地道英语表达可以用来形容某人读了你发给他们的信息，但是没有回复的行为。哎，这倒是提醒了我。Roy, 你昨天收到我发给你的消息了吗？
Ooh, yes, I did. I read it and then I totally forgot to answer you. Was it something important?
你竟然忘了回复我的信息。I can't believe it. I got left unread.
What's the colour red got to do with the fact I forgot to reply? Red's actually my favourite colour.
Not red the colour, but red as in the past of read.
Ah, got you. Sorry, I didn't mean to leave you on red. It's just I was in the middle of something and then I got distracted and then...
Okay, Roy, I understand. What was so important that you couldn't reply?
I was eating a really nice banana...And then I just forgot. Sorry.
That's a terrible excuse. 幸好我们是朋友，不然我还以为你不理我了呢。Anyway, let's listen to these examples.
I can't believe I was left on read. I sent him a message, and I can see he's looked at it, but he hasn't replied.
My partner always leaves me on read.They get really distracted and then don't message me back.
You shouldn't assume the worst if you get left on read. If someone reads your message and doesn't reply, they might be really busy and planning to respond later.
你正在收听的是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语。在这期节目里，我们给大家讲解了 left on read 的意思和用法。如果一个人读了一条信息但没有回复，这时我们就可以用 left unread. So, were you really eating a banana and that's why you left me unread?
Yeah, sorry. Well, I was also playing video games, which might have been the main reason.
I knew it. Well, the next time I want to offer you free tickets to the Rob's Rolling Biscuits rock concert. Hopefully you'll reply and not just leave me unread.
What?Free tickets? Let me read the message again. Oh, can I still have the tickets?
Sorry, it's too late now. I gave them to Neil. He didn't leave me on read. Bye, Roy.
Bye.
Authentic, real English.
From BBC Learning English.